Vanessa Kaler with the Glidden Ralston Wildcats joining us here today as we take a look at her decision to head to NIAC to continue her softball career, as well as, of course, get an education up there. Vanessa, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on the signing.
Thank you.
So I've got to ask, first thing I've got to ask, how tough of a choice was it? You've been very successful in volleyball, extremely successful in track, going to state since you were a sophomore in high school. Very, very good as well in softball. Basketball you play, and the reason I bring that one up last, I think out of the four sports, probably your fourth favorite sport out of the four. But you're a kid that had a chance to probably play two or maybe three different sports in college. So how tough of a choice was this to kind of work this down to just softball, or was it fairly easy?
Yeah, I mean, I think I knew when I got off of my AAU team with the Diamonds that, like, I think I always knew I wanted to play college, but I wasn't really like a realistic goal, just kind of a goal in the back of my mind. So then once I, you know, joined high school, I started varsity as an eighth grader playing shortstop, and I just got thrown into things. And that's when I really fell in love with it. And I thought, you know, I think this is really what I want to do. But then COVID hitting freshman year and not getting a track season, I didn't know what my potential was for track until sophomore year came, and then I qualified for state. And then again in junior year, I started to get a lot more colleges reach out to me for track than softball. I had none for softball, and I think I had around 10 for track send me things. And so then I was like, well, maybe I'm not really good enough to play softball. Maybe I should just stick to track. And so then I was torn. But when I started attending camps and stuff, I realized, like, the little girl in me and would just be disappointed if I didn't do softball. And softball is what I love to do at the end of the day. So I'm excited I chose softball.
Where did the love of softball come from?
Well, I played since T-ball, so I've had that. But I didn't really seriously start playing until I got asked to join the AAU team. And that's when it kind of became serious. And then being thrown into varsity and having to step up and take it seriously in high school, that's when I really fell in love with it.
So as far as softball, when you made that decision, did you inform the track schools, or did you kind of not do that and wait because you wanted to make sure the softball thing was going to work out for you before you started indicating to the track coaches that was probably not the direction you wanted to go?
Yeah, I didn't get back to any of the track schools that wanted me. I just kind of left them hanging and waited for softball to see like how that was gonna go, and then I didn't really answer them.
For the NIAC then, were they the first softball school to reach out to you, or how did that process start? Who were the first schools to start reaching out to Vanessa Kaler about softball?
I started going to softball camps, with like their prospect camps with tons of colleges at them. So then when I sat down there, after the camps, I would stop and talk to the coaches at the end of the camp. And the assistant coach from Missouri Western State invited me personally to their camp that they were holding at their campus. So then I kind of started looking into Missouri Western, that type of thing. I went to a camp in Iowa State, just like going to different camps, talking to coaches, getting in touch. And then my mom and I sat down, and I think we spent like 5 hours sending out recruitment forms to, you know, community colleges, bigger schools, just any schools that I was interested in playing at. And NIAC reached out to me, and we set up a visit, and I went up there and talked about playing there.
Did you know instantly when you got to NIAC that was a place that you could at least see yourself at?
Yeah, Talia going to NIAC, she's always been a big influence on me, even when we played in high school together, and she loved her experience up there. I talked to her once they reached out, and she said she wouldn't trade her time up there for anything. So I kept that in mind, and listening to Coach Egger talk about, you know, like the new facilities they have, the new plans he has since he's a new coach, it all just kind of like won me over, I guess. And he has a great program up there that I was really excited about.
What were some of the other schools that you saw, whether it be, you know, at clinics or getting a chance to maybe tour?
I just recently went to a camp in DMAC in Boone it was a hitting camp that they held. I went to the same prospect camp that I talked to Missouri Western at, but they had different colleges this time. like Oklahoma State University. Those were more bigger schools. Creighton was there, just like tons of schools around the area that I could have played at.
So what did you hear from coaches as far as where do they feel like you're a strong softball player? Because I know you throw for Glidden-Ralston because you kind of need to, but you're also probably looking at maybe shortstop or a second base or something like that, maybe even in the outfield at the college level. But where do they see you fitting in, and what were kind of the conversations like with all the different coaches for softball?
Yeah, a lot of the camps, you know, they want you to just go to your primary position. So I went to shortstop at all of the camps. And when I went up to Missouri Western, I played a lot of shortstop, talked to them about playing there. Same up at NIAC. I told them my primary was shortstop. And he told me he sees me as an outfielder for them, for as of right now, just to run down balls with my speed. And I did play outfield for AAU and for a year of for the Wildcats. And so I'll play outfield at NIAC.
Does it matter to you? Are you good with outfield? Are you okay? I mean, because your speed, it's terrific. So you're going to cover a lot of ground out there, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think I love shortstop, being in the infield and getting all the action, but it is fun being in the outfield, just getting to run your heart out and chase down those balls. So I'm okay with it.
So what do you think your strengths are as a shortstop? And then what do you think your strengths are? I'm sure speed going to be one of those as an outfielder.
Yeah, I think shortstop is obviously an important position, seeing they get a lot of action. So that leadership has to be there, knowing that you have control of the infield. That was something I didn't realize until, you know, last year, like being the oldest on the team, I had to really take on that leadership role. And so that was something that I had to do, is be a leader for the team, infield and outfield. I had to control. And for the outfield, yeah, just running everything down, same thing, you know, if you're at center, or if you're in left or right, you got to just cover your ground and do your job and trust the others around you. So I think, I have a pretty good arm on me. So I think that also had to the fact.
If you wouldn't have brought up arm strength, I was going to bring one of those up, because I've seen you throw from the outfield and from shortstop, and arm strength not going to be an issue for you. Where do you feel you need to get better, and what have the college coaches told you that they want you to focus on working on before you get there?
I think biggest thing for me, I've noticed even just playing during season, is just awareness, always making sure I'm heads up at all times. Even when you think like, oh, nothing's going to, you know, surprise me at any minute, just always knowing what could happen is something I need to do and get better at, knowing where I'm going to go if it comes to me, what could be done to get a double play, get another out, anything to be done, is something that I just need to keep my head on a swivel at all times.
What was the conversation like with coach when you told him that you were coming there, and when did you make that final decision?
It was 3 or 4 days after I went up to visit. He called me talking about scholarships, and, you know, he was like, I think you'd be a great addition here. They were really excited to see me. I did a workout with the team when I went up there, and he was really impressed with my hitting, and it felt like home, just being there. They, like, everybody made me feel really welcomed. I ate lunch with the team, and the team is super sweet. So just the whole atmosphere of being on the campus and the people I was around was really, really welcoming.
How relieved are you to have this decision done and now just be able to focus on basketball season, then track, and then of course softball in the summer?
It's so nice. I was starting to get stressed out seeing all like the other athletes around the area get committed to schools, and like going to camps, knowing they're like, we don't talk to really a lot of 23s anymore about recruiting. So I knew my time was coming to an end, so I had to get it done. But NIAC came in at the perfect time, and I'm really glad they did, because I'm really excited.
Let's talk softball coming up this summer. What's the goal for you? What's the goal for this Wildcat team? Because you guys are bringing back a lot, should have a really good season coming up this summer.
Yeah, our numbers are going to be amazing. I think we're shooting for like 18, I think, this year, which is a lot coming from when we had 10 or 11. So that'll be really nice to have. And the girls that are coming up in the eighth grade class, they've been playing since they were really young, really competitive ball. So they know what they're doing. And I think we have a lot of talent coming up, and the girls coming back have, obviously, we've played with Sean, and they've like played with me and stuff. So I'm excited. I know that those girls, and I know what they're going to bring to the team. So I just really hope that we can work together and do what we do best. And even Sean said, he's like, I think this is going to be your year. You know, what a better year to do it than senior year.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I not that I want basketball or track over. I love those two seasons, but I'm excited for what you and the girls can do this summer. We got to talk education. You're not just going up there. You got to go to classes. So you can't just be on the softball diamonds all the time. What do you want to major in? What's Vanessa Kaler want to be doing 10 or 15 years down the road? And where do you want to come back home, or are you willing to kind of go wherever?
Yeah, I'm going to study exercise science and kinesiology to become some sort of athletic trainer or physical therapist type of thing. Not really sure yet, but okay. Planning on studying that. And then I'm not like really set on either coming home or going away. Just, I guess, whatever job opportunity comes up, you know, it can take me wherever. I wouldn't be upset coming back home and working around here, but I also wouldn't mind going away too, just whatever offers me the best.
Well, you know, with as good as you are at being interviewed, I imagine you'd be a good interviewer, so a side job in radio might not be a bad future for you either.
Thank you. Actually, a lot of people have told me that, which is surprising to me.
Well, if you ever think about it, let me know. Certainly always looking for extra help here, but you know what? It's been a lot of fun covering you over the years. I'm glad I get the rest of basketball season track and softball again, and then getting to follow you at college up at NIAC as well, so appreciate the time today. Congratulations on signing with NIAC to go play softball.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Vanessa Kaler again, Glenn Ralston Wildcat, going to be heading up to NIAC up in Mason City to play softball.